Now, this is your first day of school at the St. Bernadette Early Childhood Academy. Is that right?
The Reverend Paul Seil is pastor at St. Bernadette's. He presided over a blessing with a small group of preschoolers and some parents and teachers to open the new Early Childhood Center. Children launch balloons into the air, marking the beginning of a new era in the school building.
No!
And just as the students let go of the balloon strings, the nearby church bells rang out, coordinating with their celebration. But Father Seil admitted it was bittersweet.
This week when schools opened, it was really difficult for many of us here, the parents, the priests, all of us on staff. You get up in the morning, you're like, oh, why am I going to go to greet the bus? And there's no buses coming. So it was a difficult adjustment, definitely.
Father Seil and others from St. Bernadette worked quickly over the summer months, preparing the state license to set up the Early Childhood Center. Seil was amazed at the regulations needed for younger children.
Now, for example, we have a playground. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the playground was certified for 5 years of age and older. So we had to get a new playground because these children are 3 and 4 and 4+.
Father Seil found himself in the midst of an emotional battle earlier this year as outraged parents fought back when the diocese announced in January it would close 10 elementary schools, including St. Bernadette. But the pastor made a tough decision in March, announcing the parish would not participate in a lawsuit to try and keep the school open. Parents were seeking a stay from the state Supreme Court to reverse the closing until the Vatican could make a ruling. Father Seil has removed the full parish from that fight.
Actually, three of our parishioners have appealed to the Apostolic Signatura in Rome, which is like the High Court of the Vatican. And we'll see what their decision is. But the people who have filed this complaint and this appeal, they have the right to do that under church law.
An initial appeal by three parents was denied by the Congregation for Catholic Education. Parents who filed the appeal say Bishop Richard Malone violated church rules by not bringing together the school's trustees to discuss and consider the closing at that time.
What has it been like? It's been gut-wrenching. I have probably cried about it almost every day.
Irene Shorsay is a parent and parishioner who is extremely upset with the closing. She refuses to give up the fight.
I think that the difficulty for me primarily is the seeming refusal of Bishop Malone to have any discussion with any of the parents who have requested meeting and having a discussion. Four letters were sent by me alone, none of which were personally responded to, only one of which was responded to at all, and requests as recently as this last week by phone to the chancery to have a personal meeting were responded to by his secretary as essentially not interested.
But diocesan spokesman Kevin Keenan tells WBFO News they did respond to her requests. Catholic school superintendent Sister Carol Cimino met with Shorsay. The diocese has repeatedly spoken about the need to respond to drops in enrollment and demographic shifts in making these decisions. Keenan says the diocese has remained consistent in its response to her requests, even offering various school data explaining why the school was closed. But Shorsay doesn't believe the reasoning.
The rosy picture that's painted in the most recent edition of the Western New York Catholic is just not how the vast majority of us feel.
For now, the sound of young children's voices does fill a small area of the school building. Nina Gardner is a parent from Lackawanna. She's sending her 4-year-old daughter, Gabrielle, to the school. She first experienced St. Bernadette's when her daughter was just 2 at a story time at the school. She's saddened her daughter won't be able to attend elementary, but was excited for this preschool program.
But I hope that this does send a message that perhaps there is a way that things can work out. When I had heard that the Early Childhood Academy was opening, I was more than overjoyed, and we came to an open house, and my heart was just overjoyed, and we were so happy to have this opportunity for her, and she is so excited to be here today.
Sharis Rezinski is director of the Early Childhood Academy.
It's an awesome day. With the closure of the school, there was a lot of sadness, but now we are so thankful that we can bring our St. Bernadette tradition to the youngest of learners.
This program will include religion and instruction in all subject areas.
We have to get them prepared and ready, so when they get to kindergarten, there's no gaps. So they walk in, they're confident learners, and they're ready to take on, you know, their new endeavor as a kindergartner.
While only 16 students are currently enrolled, program leaders are hopeful it will build and grow, filling a need for preschool programs and making good use out of yet another vacant school building. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.